This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush likened the war against terrorism to epic struggles of the last century, World War II and the Cold War. He spoke to graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. This was the second in a series of speeches intended to shore up support for the president and his policies in Iraq. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has a report.
In a week in which the nation dedicated a brand new World War II memorial and marks the 60th anniversary of the D-Day assault on the beaches of Normandy, the president used his remarks at the Air Force Academy to associate that conflict with the battles being fought today.
Like the Second World War, our present conflict began with a ruthless surprise attack on the United States. We will not forget that treachery, and we will accept nothing less than victory over the enemy.
Speaking to 981 newly commissioned officers in the Academy's latest graduating class, the president drew parallels between Hitler and Stalin and the leaders of terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda.
Like the murderous ideologies of the 20th century, the ideology of terrorism reaches across borders and seeks recruits in every country. So we're fighting these enemies wherever they hide across the earth. Like other totalitarian movements, the terrorists seek to impose a grim vision in which dissent is crushed, and every man and woman must think and live in colorless conformity.
The president put forth no new policies, no new strategy in his address today. Like the speech at the War College last week, the speech took familiar themes and put them in a broader context. In effect, it was the president again explaining to an increasingly wary public why the war in Iraq is necessary and why that war must be won. He acknowledged no shortcomings in his own policies. He talked of Iraq as a critical element in the war on terror, stating that his administration has a strategy that will bring victory in that war. The president also repeated his belief that bringing democracy to Iraq will be a major setback to terrorists in the Middle East.
If that region grows in democracy and prosperity and hope, the terrorist movement will lose its sponsors, lose its recruits, and lose the festering grievances that keep terrorists in business.
Near the end of his speech today, the president also indirectly answered critics who accuse him of pursuing a foreign policy, specifically in Iraq, that has actually increased the threat of terrorism.
Some say that by fighting the terrorists abroad since September the 11th, we only stir up a hornet's nest. But the terrorists who struck that day were stirred up already.
Then the president added this.
If America were not fighting terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, what would these thousands of killers do? Suddenly begin leading productive lives of service and charity?
The line drew applause and some laughter, and it was one the president clearly enjoyed delivering, a bit of humor to make a more serious point. The president will continue this series of speeches on similar themes when he visits Normandy and participates in a ceremony with European leaders marking the D-Day anniversary in France this weekend. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.